It's crazy to think that less than 2 months ago, I was recording the first podcast recapping our meet at Myrtle Beach. It's even crazier to think that the season wraps up over the next 3 days in Owensboro, Kentucky. We've made it to the Great Midwest Athletic Conference Championships in Owensboro, Kentucky. It's insane to think of how many meets we've competed in, how many practices we've been through, and the fact that it's wrapping up this season, the 2022 track season, the first normal, non-masked, non-vax card toting, non-meet cancellation quarantine meet we've had in 2 years, that this season has wound its way to its finish, and we're excited about it, and we're ready to compete hard. And we got going today in Owensboro with the Maltese, the Hammer, and the 10K. So let's jump in. Let's track the Trojans. So apologies for everyone. I did state that I would try to do a GMAC intro podcast, but I got to thinking about it, and I'm not sure that everybody just wanted me reading through events and being like, well, we think this one works, and we think that works, and we're going to look at this, and you know, I just figured, what the heck, we'll just wait till the meet starts, and we'll talk about all that stuff, and instead of you guys listening to me talk about it with no real action happening. So here we are in Owensboro, got rolling today, made our way up to Owensboro this morning. Really thankful for a championship meet that's close to home. Those that have been in the program for a little bit can remember, I think we have a few people that can remember driving up to Hillsdale for outdoor conference. We've been up to Cedarville a good bit, which is much closer, but I know we're all nervous as get out because we know Northwood has facilities, and that's a 10-hour drive from campus, so you best believe, whether it's at our own track or a track elsewhere in Middle Tennessee, we are going to put in a solid bid for hosting conference next year. We don't want to drive too far, and we don't want it to be too cold, which is interesting because day one today, it was cloudy, not too windy, but it definitely wasn't warm, which I think bodes well for a day when the 10K is competing, and I definitely think the multi-athletes don't mind sitting out in the sun for a full day. So let's start there, by the way, with the multi-event. Now, also should add, this event is hosted by Kentucky Wesleyan College here in Owensboro. Now, they share a track with a local middle school, so the surface is pretty similar to what we practice on at Overton. They've made some improvements over the years to make it a place that could host college competitions, such as adding a steeple pit, as well as a hammer cage and disc cage that's probably about half a mile away from the standard competition area there at the track. It's definitely improved on last year. There were a lot of things that weren't great about it being here last year. There wasn't a clock at the finish line and a few other things. But Kentucky Wesleyan and the staff have definitely, looks like, taken some of the notes we gave them to heart. We have a huge board that has times and finishes on it. So that's exciting. And it felt like a pretty big deal meet today. So that's great. And also, as a coaching staff, got to say, love the fact that all we have to do is just walk up to their concession stand and we can ask for food and get it. I think that might win for coaches' hospitality for the year. If I'm going to give out a Trevecca Track Troji for hospitality, it's definitely going to them. So anyway, on to the competition. Let's jump in with the multis. Lucas got rolling today in the decathlon. He's sitting at 2,775 points at the end of day one, which for comparison, he was at 2,782 points. He got a little, when he competed at Lee earlier in the season, he had a slightly better 100 meter today than he did at Lee. His long jump was exactly the same. He threw a full meter more in the shot put, which was solid points. Jumped about 3 centimeters lower than he did at Lee and was about one little over a second slower than he was in the 400, but he had 2,782 points. So he's only 7 points off where he was at Lee, and we know he's going to have a better day at the hurdles tomorrow. There's no doubt there, and I think we've worked on some things with the jab for sure that's going to get him pushed a little forward in the event. So really excited to see how he did today. I mean, ran 11.62 in the 100, jumped exactly 5.5 meters like he did at Lee, threw the shot 8.79, High jumped 1.55 meters and ran his 400 in 51.94. Currently sitting in seventh, but is only out of fourth by 100 points. So going into tomorrow to wrap off the last five events, we do kind of have a focused strategy for Lucas because we do want to come back in the 400 hurdles and get him to finals on Friday. So it's going to be a long day. He's going to compete in six events, and you know, ultimately the goal is to score. And so that's what we're going to look to do tomorrow. What is the best way for Lucas to score in the DCAT, as well as put him in a good position to be rested enough to run a good 400 hurdle and get himself to the finals and have a chance at scoring in a lot of events, really, on Friday, because he'll also be running the 4x1 and the 4x4. He's got quite the engine. Hannah and Molly were also competing in the heptathlon today. For a comparison to earlier in the season, Hannah, at the end of day one, was sitting at 1,863 points. Today, she finished at 1,854 points. So not too far off the pace of where she was last time, only about 9 points off. Definitely ran a faster hurdle by about 0.06 seconds. She ran 18.86. Her high jump today was 1.47, so slightly lower than where she jumped at Lee, where she jumped 1.49. Hannah had a shot put throw of 8.44 at Lee and was 7.59 today, but had a big improvement in the 200 where she broke 30, ran 29.89 as opposed to 30.79 at Lee. So sitting in 12th, not too far off being in the top 10, really. Just takes a good three events tomorrow and she'll move herself up. She will also be back on Friday to compete in the triple jump. Molly is sitting well ahead of where she was at Lee. Today, she finished with 1,590 points. She was at 1,365 through the first day of competition at Lee. She dropped a 19.23 100-meter hurdle, which is a huge PR. She was at 20.58 at Lee. She was 1.29 in the high jump, which is several centimeters higher than she was at Lee. She was at 1.22 at Lee. She threw the shot 7.93, so just 0.04 meters shorter than she threw at Lee, and much faster once again in the 200. She ran 31.52 at Lee and ran her 230.81 today. And Molly will additionally be back to throw the javelin on Friday as well after she wraps up tomorrow's events, and she's currently sitting in 15th place. So a good day from everybody. We were stronger in some events we've been weaker on earlier in the season, and a little bit weaker in some others, but not by a ton. Everybody is either, you know, obviously Molly's ahead of pace or where she was at Lee, and Lucas and Hannah are only, you know, a couple points off where they were at Lee heading into day two. And I definitely think Lucas at minimum is going to have a much stronger day two than he did at Lee, and hopefully we see the same out of Hannah and Molly. Now, there wasn't too much else going on. That, you know, turning the conference meet into a three-day meet is really meant to help people running the 10K and doing anything else, and to help us get the multis in, giving us a couple of days to do that and share the space and the officials that it takes to run the multi. Today, Braden and Dylan both threw the hammer. Dylan's best throw was 44.27 meters, and Dylan's best was 37.12. Dylan has three more throws events to go. Braden has a couple more as well. I think they're looking forward to the disc and the shot, and Dylan's looking forward to those as well as the javelin as well. Just as a side note, our hammer competition is won by someone who was won today in Austin Coombs. He has been to the Olympic trials for the hammer. So no shortage of competition. There were two guys that are on the provisional list for the hammer for nationals that didn't even score today, which is mind-blowing. Wrapping this up for the night was Christian Garcia running in the 10K. Our goal was to run around 34 minutes tonight, which would be a 2-plus minute PR on the track. He dropped a 34.22 and finished him in 17th place. It's a huge PR. His previous 10K PR on the track was 36 mids, I believe. Ran a faster 10K in cross this past fall, 35 mid or so. But, you know, Christian's first 5K split tonight was under 17 minutes, 16:57. That's a mark, if you've been paying attention, he had never broken before until this year. And he did that on his way to a huge PR in the 10K, where he ran a 16:57 and then a 17:24 or 26. That is also faster than his high school PR, and not far off what his fastest times had been heading into this year for the 5K. So super excited for him, super excited for what that might mean for next year in cross country as well as on the track. And hopefully he, you know, we're really excited and really grateful to have our athletic trainer Nathan Waite with us on the road. And I know that he's going to do a great job taking care of Christian and all the other athletes, but I know Christian's definitely looking forward to some treatment from him to obviously get him to that 5K on Friday afternoon. Now, tomorrow we have a huge slate of events on tap. We have prelims and practically everything. We have runners all over the place. We have field events going tomorrow as well. The long jump, we throw the disc tomorrow. It's just a lot of things going on. We will additionally have the 3K steeple finals tomorrow night, where Cam Warner looks to improve on his third place finish last year. And we're obviously going to be wrapping up the multis. Big concern tomorrow is weather. It's supposed to rain and then become storms, and that turns into a lot of waiting at a track meet. So hopefully it's not too long a day. We can keep the rhythm that we're looking for. Obviously, you know, we need a good break for Lucas between his 1500 and the multi and the 400 meter prelims. And obviously everything will push back if there's any kind of delay. But I think we'll knock out the multi first thing in the morning. It'll be the other events that look kind of threatened due to the storms. And obviously the officials will make sure we do everything in our power to stay safe. So really looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a busy day. It'll be a longer podcast for sure. Hopefully there's all kinds of great news to talk about. If we get some points on the board tomorrow, which would be exciting and fantastic. As for myself, I'm probably going to flip off the lights, post this, and head to bed to get ready for that day. So thanks for jumping in with day one of 3 straight days worth of tracking the Trojans. Come back with us tomorrow.